Solar industry advocates say the nation's blitzing its way to a renewable energy future as 2 million homes now have rooftop solar. But what are the long-term ramifications if those panels end up in landfill? The federal government's now examining if it needs to regulate the industry, as Amelia Turzon reports.
This is a failed panel. The backsheet has failed on this, and you can see the cracking.
In his dusty workshop in Darwin, Jeremy Hunt is holding a solar panel that was pulled off somebody's roof after it stopped working.
Once that backsheet has failed, then there's been other failures.
And what will you do with this panel?
If the manufacturer hasn't looked to take it back, then it would be basically landfill.
So it'll go to the tip?
Yeah.
Jeremy Hunt has installed tens of thousands of solar panels on rooftops around the Northern Territory. He's only taken about 100 broken ones to the tip so far. But each time he has to do this, it annoys him.
We have tried to minimise the waste that we take there, it's not good. It's not what the industry wants, that's for sure.
Professor Rodney Stewart from Griffith University says there's no real way of knowing how many solar panels are going into landfill every year because that data isn't collected. He says it's not a big problem right now, but there's no room for complacency.
Most of the solar panels have been installed are only been installed in the past decade. These panels last 15, 20, 25 years, so the problem is coming. So we have estimates that by 2050, we'll have 1,500 kilotons of solar PV waste that is actually, being disposed of.
Professor Stewart says sending them to landfill is a mistake, not just because they contain precious rare earth commodities, but also because some of those components are toxic. Only one company in Australia recycles solar panels. Reclaim PV in Adelaide currently takes 50,000 a year, but it won't accept panels with toxic materials. Co-director Clive Fleming says the company also charges manufacturers and installers a fee.
So the process is we separate them, first of all, at the moment manually, so the frames come away from the glass. The next part of the process is to get the cells completely separate that as well, so the silver contacts, the aluminium and then the silicon, and provide those back out to industry.
At the moment, there are no regulations forcing the industry to recycle. Major manufacturer SunPower says it covers recycling costs for any panel that fails under warranty. But its Australian manager, Andrew Gilhooly, says in the future, when warranties expire, some of the bill will likely go to the consumer.
Any costs incurred in truck rolling or getting up on the roof and shipping and so forth is to be covered by a first party, probably either the end user. Yeah, probably the end user.
Now the federal government is looking at whether it should set rules around how the industry deals with its waste. It's looking to add solar panels to the Product Stewardship Act, which mandates how electronic waste is dealt with. Professor Rodney Stewart again.
Maybe the regulation needs to require that there is a cost component in that new panel that is for the collection and the recycling.
The federal government says it's committed $167 million to an Australian recycling investment plan, and state and federal environment ministers are expected to discuss how to tackle solar waste when they meet later this year.
Amelia Turzon reporting.